Section 6. Online filing of PAYE in year forms. Having dealt with the pay-as-you-earn end-of-year returns that this year have become compulsory, we need to consider filing in-year forms. Currently, employers with 50 or more employees must send some of the in-year pay-as-you-earn forms online to HMRC instead of sending paper forms. These are the employee starting and leaving forms, the P45 and P46, also the P46 Pen and the P46 Expat. Employers with fewer than 50 employees do not have to do this yet, but under government proposals, online filing of these in-year forms will be required by all employers from the 6th of April 2011. Just over a year away. HMRC says that it's a good idea to start earlier because online filing is easy, quick, convenient and secure, and because you'll have plenty of time to learn how the process works and to get used to any new software or business processes before it becomes compulsory and the issue of potential penalties arises. On the 6th of April 2009, HMRC introduced two new forms that have to be filed online by employers with over 50 employees and will cover all employers from 2011. The first is the form P46 Expat, which applies to new employees who have been seconded to work in the UK from an overseas employer. The second form is the P46 Pen, which applies when you start to make pension payments to an employee for the first time. The paper-based P46 Pen replaces the old form P160. HMRC has also introduced a new A4 version of the leavers form P45, and the old A5 version is no longer valid. The new version of the form contains two extra fields that must be completed by the employer. Firstly, the employee's date of birth, and secondly, the gender. Those two fields are not on the old form. If you file these forms using the wrong method, sending paper forms when you're required to send the forms online, you may be charged a penalty. Indeed, from January 2010, HMRC are looking at the number of wrongly sent paper forms that have been sent in and will be issuing penalty notices. Now, do you need to check that anyone involved in running your payroll will be ready for online filing? If you have offices in different locations that issue their own forms P45 and P46, you will need to make sure that everyone understands how to file online, has the necessary equipment and software to file online, and knows that they have to file the forms online from at least April 2011. The next question is whether our software is up to date. If you use commercial software, you'll need to make sure it's capable of filing your forms online and ensure that your software is kept up to date thereafter. Since April 2009, all payroll software must have the IR Mark feature, which generates a confirmation receipt for the forms you file online. If you're not sure about whether your software has this feature, you should check with your software provider. If you use commercial software to file any in-year forms online, HMRC's validation service will send your software an acknowledgement for successful submissions, or it will send an error message for those that fail the checks. When a submission fails, you must remember that you have to correct the form and file it again. If you use HMRC's online returns and forms pay-as-you-earn service to file an in-year form, any errors will be highlighted for you to correct before you file the return. So in other words, you won't be able to file the return, you'll get the red error markings and you'll have to correct it and then submit. Now, something else that's cropped up with AAT members as a concern is the printing of parts 1A, 2 and 3 of the form P45 after filing Part 1 online. If you use HMRC's free online returns and forms pay-as-you-earn service, then you can print Parts 1A, Parts 2 and 3 of Form P45 after filing the Part 1 of the form online. We are told we must do this using black ink on white A4 paper. This facility is also available in some commercial payroll software packages. But you can also order printer-ready versions of Form P45 from the HMRC employer order line. As far as accepting the old format P45s from a new employee, if you're not yet required to file your in-year forms online, and exceptionally, a new employee does give you an old A5 size form P45 Part 3 from their previous employer, HMRC says that you may still use it to let them know that the employee has started work with you. However, you must complete the date of birth field, as this is no longer an optional field.